Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of February 2019. Supreme Court has allowed Delhi police to arrest Amrapali Group CMD Anil Sharma and two directors forthwith in a criminal complaint filed against them. Delhi High Court has dismissed the PIL filed by Congress leader Jairam Ramesh challenging the amendments to Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002 through Finance Acts of 2015, 2016 and 2018. Supreme Court has held that confessional statement of accused recorded under provisions of TADA would not be admissible against accused in trial for offences under other enactments, especially when designated court could not have taken cognizance of offence under TADA for lack of a valid sanction. Supreme Court has held that prosecution under Section 132 and Clause A of Subsection 1 of Section 135 of the Customs Act, 1962, is not barred in regard to the antiquities or art treasures. Supreme Court has stayed its 13th of February order in relation to eviction of persons who have not been successful in establishing their claims as forest dwellers under Scheduled Tribes and Other Forest Dwellers, Recognition of Forest Rights Act, 2006, Forest Rights Act. Kerala High Court has answered a reference to hold that disciplinary action against a teacher in a school affiliated to the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, cannot be challenged in a writ petition under Article 226 of the Constitution of India. Delhi High Court has upheld eviction order passed against National Herald Publisher Associated Journals Limited to vacate ITO premises where Herald House is situated. Supreme Court has observed that participation of members of the public in darshan in temple and in daily acts of worship or in celebrations is one of important factors to be considered in determining public-private character of the temple. Supreme Court has said no additional directions were required to be added to its 22nd of February directive to Chief Secretaries, DGPs and nodal officers in each state to protect Kashmiris, including students, in the wake of the Pulwama terror attack on the 14th of February. Supreme Court has asked CBI director to furnish proof to substantiate agency's allegation that former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, as head of special investigating team probing chit fund scam, had tampered with call detail records of accused. Supreme Court has refused to re-examine its verdict which held that reservation for SCs, STs and OBCs for appointment as teachers in universities and colleges should be decided with regard to departments and subjects rather than treating the institution as a unit. Supreme Court has observed that, though under Section 319 of Code of Criminal Procedure, a person can be added as accused not only for same offence for which accused is tried but for any offence, but that offence shall be such that in respect of which all the accused could be tried together. Delhi High Court has held that omission on the part of the Chartered Accountant Auditor would constitute a reasonable cause delay in claiming the refund by the SSE. Delhi High Court has ordered expeditious trial of the 2008 murder case of TV journalist Soumya Vishwanathan. Madras High Court has warned Secretary to External Affairs Ministry to submit a report on efforts taken to rescue missing Indian sailors in Russian waters, failing which Secretary should appear before court to offer an explanation. Bombay High Court has refused to pass any interim order to stay the Maharashtra government's coastal road project in the metropolis. Punjab and Haryana High Court has asked Ryan Augustine Pinto, CEO of Ryan Group of Institution, to furnish a surety bond amounting to 1 crore rupees to ensure he may not run away from investigation of the case related to the murder of a class 4 student of Gurugram branch of his school. Kerala High Court has held that presence of complainant is not necessary to take cognizance of a cheque bouncing case under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, If complaint is accompanied by an affidavit and all necessary documents are in order. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has said it has approved acquisition of 22.44% stake in logistics firm Delhivery by SoftBank Vision Fund.